When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, it's Madam Bree, and welcome to Celebrity Success Stories. Today's success story, we're focusing on one of the hottest female rappers in the industry, who goes by the name of The Brat. She's been waiting 25 years to come out, so let's hear her success story.
In her first daytime interview since coming out, Shante Harris, a.k.a. The Brat. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh my God, what an intro.
Well, girl, it was written and produced. Listen, it was written and produced by my team because we're all fans around here of your music and now this personal side of your story. I have to tell you, I can always see people on Zoom right before we go on, and I saw you take that deep breath because this is a journey. This is something that, as confident as you are on stage, I know that you're nervous about this.
Absolutely.
Why are you nervous?
It's just something that I'm not used to talking about publicly. So it's been so many years and I've kept my private life sacred. So, you know, the whole intro that you just showed, I was like, oh my God, we're going to talk about X, Y, and Z. Oh, okay, girl. Never talked about that before. So yeah, my nerves are a little bit shot, but I'm going to be okay.
Well, listen, we always say around here, this is about living your life, not defending your life, and right, giving people a safe space to talk. And I want to start at the beginning because, you know, I lived in Chicago right around the time you just exploded and everybody wanted to collaborate with you. But well before that success, you were this church kid wearing conservative clothes, playing, you know, instruments at church. That was the center of your universe as a young child. What was that like?
Well, my grandmother was saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost. So that is what my family abided by. And in her household, we went to church 5, 6, 7 days a week. There was Bible class, prayer meeting, choir rehearsal, saints meeting, foot wash meeting, communion. Like, and so my outlet was music. I played the drums. I played 7 different instruments in high school and in junior high. And I would bring those instruments to church to play with the choir. So music was my outlet always. So it was very strict. I had to wear, you know, skirts past my knees, pretty much down to my ankles, no toe and heel out shoes, no makeup. You can't cut your hair. Oh my goodness. It was so many things. You couldn't listen to worldly music. Anything outside of gospel music was worldly music. So that wouldn't fly either in my grandma's house.
You know, when we look at the images, especially around that time, you know, this was well before Lil Nas X and other people had come out. There was no blueprint, I would imagine, no one for you to really talk to.
Challenge the past. Challenge accepted. Purdue University Global. Affordable online education for driven working adults. Apply now at purdueglobal.edu.
Well, I did have one great friend, Stephanie Gale, who helped me along the way through a lot of my emotions and stuff, and I could talk to her about anything. And I also had a best friend in Chicago named Nicole Simpson. So I had a couple people that I could really vent to and talk to that, like, kind of know everything about my life. But it was rough because I felt like I couldn't share with anyone else, and I just wanted to keep it to myself because people get... Back then, you got ridiculed. You had all types of things happening. I remember Ellen came out. She lost her TV show. People didn't like her anymore. So back then, it was very different than it is now.
Absolutely. You know, and to your point, here, Ellen at that time, we all know her now in her successful form. But she went out on that limb, and we watched her lose everything. In the hip-hop world, what do you think would have happened if you had revealed this back then?
I'm not sure what would have happened, but guess what? I sure didn't find out. I didn't want to find out, and I didn't find out. And I decide to carry it as keeping it something sacred for myself, because everything else, whether it be lies or not, was exposed.
Yeah. Were you worried about being exposed? I mean, this is obviously before a lot of these viral videos and some of the tabloids, though, that exist then are and were vicious. Were you afraid that this would be in the wrong hands, used to hurt you? Because you weren't, to your point, you were keeping it private. And I always tell people there's a difference in privacy and secrecy. This was your private life that you didn't owe anyone, but you know that it could have been used to hurt you.
Well, you may have seen me out, but I would never put myself in a position to get hurt or be caught. I would never hold hands or do anything improper in public. So everything I did personally was private. I made sure of that. I won't send a naked picture, a naked video, anything, because it may possibly get out, and I didn't want to take that chance back then. Now, who cares? But back then, like, it was, you know, serious. Yeah. So I just didn't want to risk any of that and lose anything or have people judge me. Because when you're new to the game, you worry about what people say. But when you've been in it as long as I have, you don't give a damn no more. You just live your life and you want to be happy.
Jessica's largely seen as a branding guru, and she joins us to talk about their relationship. Jessica, thank you for joining. It's so interesting, your background. And I make the point about kaleidoscope and branding, because so much of what the brat was worried about prior to meeting you was, you know, protecting her privacy, the image, the branding. What did you tell her when it got to the point where you decided to come public with this relationship?
Well, I was more concerned about her happiness. I was more concerned about her living out loud. It was more so we were in public and she would want to hold my hand, and you could see she would want to hold my hand, but there would be some hesitancy because of how she had been in the past. And I love her. I'm for whatever she wanted. I didn't try to convince her of anything. I think it was more so me just living my life out loud, and she see how comfortable I was within that, and she just was like, hey.
What was it about this relationship that gave you the confidence to be so public at this time in your life, at 45 years old?
Yeah, stop telling my age, girl. I'm trying to pass for 32. Goodness, girl. Dang. She was kind of aggressive. Like, she was the first person to say, I'm interested. And I'm like, what? And immediately I got nervous, shy, spilled my drink, started dropping stuff, breaking stuff. Like, she totally, like, broke me down, because I was like, oh, my God, what's happening? Right. And then the way she would make me feel, like, she would make me feel so special and so many things that I never paid attention to about myself, or that maybe I had never been told, or like her attention to detail. Right. You know, it was just really, you know, compelling. And it was, I didn't know what to say. And I just felt like this was the best feeling I had ever had in my life.
Were you worried the minute you hit send on that post, making the relationship, as they call it, Instagram official, that she would experience some hard days with family, with friends? Were you worried about that? Whether it turned real or not, were you worried about that?
I really wasn't. I think for the most part, because the person that she spoke of that was highly religious had actually passed on. It's something that she holds very near and dear to her heart. So I wasn't worried that her family was going to say anything. I mean, before I hit send, I'm in touch with her family. I've talked with her mom, I've talked with everybody. So not asking if we could come out or anything, but more so have a relationship and have communication with them. I at all wasn't worried. I felt like, I don't see what anybody could say bad about this. There's nothing bad about this. I'm pretty sure a lot of people will want to support you within your troop. Your true supporters will want to support you within your troop. And when you do have that small percentage of people that have any kind of opposition towards it, that comes naturally, whether you being happy or not.
Brad, you know, a lot of young people, even in 2021 right now, will struggle with wondering and fears of, parental rejection, rejection on many levels, and taking this bold step. And they'll look at you and they'll say, I'm inspired by her. I'm inspired that she took this step. Was that in the back of your mind? You inspired it.
All right, guys. That was our success story for today. Congratulations to DeBrett for finding love, coming out, and being happy. She looks more happy than ever, and I'm glad she's doing good. So, tune in every day, guys. Catch us right here at anchor.fm.com, and we'll see you guys next time.